Plaza Diaries. This is Priya Kale, your astrologer, and a very happy Libra full moon to you. Also, apologies in advance if my voice sounds stuffy. I've been down with a fever. The eclipse totally wiped me out. It's in my 12th house axis, so I haven't been able to sleep for nights, and I can't breathe. I've been just congested, and today is the first day I'm feeling a little human again. But that's the eclipse for you, and I'm certainly on the mend, so let's just get into it. So we're officially in this eclipse portal. The Libra full moon and lunar eclipse took place on the 25th of March, and now we're looking at the astrology from the 25th of March to the 1st of April. So, but depending on whenever you're listening to this forecast, I'm going to get into the chart for the full moon, Libra full moon, because this full moon, now we're officially entering the eclipse portal, and this lunation seeds the energy, not just for the next 2 weeks, but for the next 6 months. So pay attention to what's unfolding now in your life, especially in the areas of your life ruled by Libra and Aries in your chart. And you can find this information easily at astro.com, or of course you can email me for a personal consultation, which I would love to work with you. There's really no replacement for working with someone, working with your chart one-on-one. So I'd be happy to do that. You can email me at priya@cosmicdiaries.com or visit my website for more information. But for now, you know, I'll get into it as much as I can over here. So wherever you have Libra in your chart and Aries in your chart, that's where this energy is playing out now. With the moon full in Libra, at the time of an eclipse, the moon's disk is wiped and reappears. There's a similar process underway in our consciousness, where we're now slowly seeing things in a new light. Eclipses will bring fated events, they will bring fated developments, and we're being drawn to our destiny. Eclipses generally, many of you may know this, for those of you who don't, generally come in pairs at the time of the new moon and a full moon, and they'll occur every 6 months, and they'll move through a pair of signs for about 18 months. So this eclipse is part of a larger ongoing story that has been underway, and now we're moving to the next stage of development. This full moon in Libra marks the culmination of the cycle that began with the Libra new moon and solar eclipse on the 14th of October. So you may want to look back at what was unfolding in your life at the time, because the seeds that you were planting then are now blossoming and blooming, and you're seeing things come to light. And now we have choices to make. Libra represents choices and our relationships primarily, and also matters of honesty and fairness and justice and balance, truth and legal matters. It rules art, beauty, creativity, love. Libra is a Venus rule planet sign. So pay attention, because these are the themes that are being highlighted in our life right now. And there's a need for deep honesty, starting with ourselves and deepening that primary relationship with ourselves. That's the Aries Libra axis, because Aries is a sign that speaks of the self, and the sun is currently in Aries. So in the coming days, you know, there are powerful revelations coming to light, important truths that are coming to light, and there's a need for deep honesty, starting with ourselves, and this is a chance to deepen our relationship with ourselves. When we can find that inner sense of harmony, balance, then we can make balanced choices that work for everything that we care about and everyone that we care about, and we can communicate and meet others halfway. Because with the Libra Aries axis, especially right now, we're learning that none of us are truly independent. We're all interdependent at best. None of us is an island, and at best we're breaking out of patterns of codependency to foster truly interdependent, equal relationships that can flourish and blossom, and where everyone has the space and freedom to be themselves and to be loved and appreciated for that. So whatever else is unfolding in your life right now, make time to self-reflect and look back to the past 6 months and see how far you've come. Be honest with who you are today and what you want today, what you need today. The moon speaks of our needs, and we're trying to balance our needs with the needs of others in our life. remember, nobody is responsible for your emotions, and nobody owes you anything, and vice versa. You know, it's the more we can find a sense of balance and harmony within, we can find or create harmony in our relationships with others, rather than expecting others to fulfill or, you know, meet our expectations or needs. And then that builds resentment. And ultimately, you know, you can't please everyone, and no one can ever make you happy or sad, for that matter. No matter who or what triggers our emotions, ultimately our emotions are our own. There's a need to take responsibility now for ourselves. Venus is just past conjunction to Saturn. Saturn is the planet that speaks of time and responsibility even. So we have a duty to ourselves right now, to be honest with ourselves, so we can create our lives more consciously. So make time to reflect on what makes you happy, who makes you happy, the connections that fulfill you, where there's space for growth, where there's unconditional love, there's mutual respect. We're reflecting on what we're giving and receiving in our connections. And we can't change another. Once we find that inner balance and harmony within ourselves, then we can change a dynamic by changing how we show up in our connections. And the more authentic and true to ourselves we can be, we can trust that we can find that harmony with others and meet others halfway. Also, the Libra Aries axis reminds us that, you know, relationships are a mirror to the self. So we're also, and Aries is a sign that represents the self, but Aries also represents the child. It's the baby of the zodiac. So there could be, you know, also take time to reflect on your past patterns and the patterns that you saw played out between parents and caregivers, and the models of relationships that you saw played out when you were a child. Because with that level of awareness, now we can step out of patterns and replaying patterns unconsciously, so we can engage in the present as we are today. So especially if there are any painful, difficult emotions arising, these likely have more to do with the past and perhaps even childhood than anything in the present. And with awareness, we can step out of old cycles and break free of old cycles now, because so much is opening up and life is truly blossoming. There's infinite potential here. Venus, the ruler of Libra, is in Pisces, which is a sign of infinity. And Mars, the ruler of Aries, is also in Pisces. So, and both Venus and Mars have recently made a conjunction on the 22nd of February, which marked a new cycle for our relationships. You might want to look at what was going on then. But relationships are certainly moving ahead now. The Libra full moon, any full moon, will mark an ending, but every ending is a new beginning. And this full moon is also near the south node of the moon. So over the next 2 weeks, what's happening is we're in the process of releasing the past as we move towards making a new beginning, essentially. And we let go of what's dead and gone as we step into the fullness of who we are and who we've become. And relationships now are certainly moving over a threshold. There are some that are ending, there are new ones beginning, and others are deepening. Trust a process. We are between eclipses, so this is destiny at play. At best, we can show up as authentically as possible. And with both Venus and Mars in Pisces, and the ruler of Pisces, Jupiter, currently in Taurus, we're realizing a dream. If there ever has been a time to materialize a dream, this is it. So this is an ongoing process. The only thing is, we can't, you know, cheat destiny. We can delay our own destiny and we can resist it, or we can surrender to life and trust in the flow of life and navigate it with awareness. So above all, whatever else is unfolding at this eclipse for you, with Venus, the ruler of the sky at the moment, in Pisces. And Venus is the only planet that will be making aspects between the full moon and the new moon on April 8th, which is a powerful solar eclipse. So there's a powerful new beginning and fiery new beginning that's coming up. It's just that this Libra full moon is helping us find a balance and, you know, reconnect with ourselves and our center so we can make that new start with the Aries new moon. But between these two eclipses, Venus is the only planet that's making major aspects to planets. So it's like our hearts are being put through the wringer and washed clean. And spring is coming, is what I can say. That said, Mercury does station retrograde at the end of the week. So pay attention to the conversations and the communication that's coming up this week. And certainly if you have any important communication to make or any important contracts to sign, if you need to have a first date, plan any first encounter, first meetings, anything first you want to do for the first time, do it before Mercury goes retrograde on the 31st of March. Because then we're entering a period of review and introspection and renegotiation, and more on that in a minute. So the 25th, 26th, the full moon in Libra has probably brought a lot of emotions to the surface. There are revelations that have come up and truths that have come to light and that are still coming to light. We're still, you know, under the energy of this lunation. On the 27th, the moon enters Scorpio and will be moving through Scorpio until the 29th of March. So the 27th, 28th, and the first half of the 29th of March, the moon is moving through Scorpio. There are deep and powerful changes in the air. Now the sun and moon are both in Mars rule signs. And so we're feeling very passionately and we're feeling quite driven and we're ready to make some changes. Again, we can't change anyone else. With the moon and sun both in Mars rule signs, this is about the self. We can only change ourselves. And as we can surrender to the changes that are unfolding within us, we can trust in the flow of life and trust our ability to navigate situations and rise to the occasion, whatever is being called of us right now. When it comes to relationships, Scorpio is a very, you know, the energy is very, well, sexual as well. But there's a deep intimacy here right now. And there's a need for intimacy, which means being able to really share ourselves with another, not just our body, but our heart and our soul, which is often, you know, scarier. And that means being able to drop the mask. So it just depends on what's unfolding for you at this moment. Financially as well, there are lucrative opportunities present. Creatively as well, the energy is very fertile. And this is just really powerful transformation that's unfolding right now. On the 28th, early in the morning, Venus will sextile Uranus. And 27th, as the moon moves through Scorpio, it trines Mars and it squares Pluto, then trines Mars, and then will trine Saturn before Venus sextiles Uranus, early on the 28th. So we're reaching a breakthrough. There are surprises coming up in relationships, financial situations, creative projects. There could be a burst of creativity. We're feeling surprising emotions. And the more we can let go of, you know, pour your energy into what matters to you, reach for what matters to you, invest in the connections that matter to you, the situations that matter to you. Just let go of expectations or trying to control outcomes or control anyone else and surrender to a process. When it comes to love, especially, you know, if you love someone, set them free. If it's yours, it'll stay. And if you don't love someone, then definitely set them free. You know, there's no point in holding on to anyone or anything right now. There's a need for that trust that what's right for you will stay alongside with you. And, you know, you can grow along and evolve together on this journey of life. So trust the changes that are taking place are for your highest and greatest good. What matters now is that we're reaching within and staying aligned with an inner vision of what life can be like and how we can materialize a dream. So trust your intuition, let it guide you, feel your way through situations. And there are truly, if we can let go of expectations, we could be pleasantly surprised with what unfolds. There are heart-skipping sweet surprises ahead. Because the 28th, Venus makes that sextile to Uranus, and, you know, we're feeling all kinds of emotions and pleasure. And if there are scarier and deeper and heavier emotions arising, release those consciously as well. Because there is a blessing here for you. On the 28th, after Venus sextiles Uranus, Moon will oppose Jupiter and then oppose Uranus before it trines Venus and then trines Neptune on early on the 29th. It'll trine Venus on the 28th night. So actually, the 27th, the 28th night are a really nice time to... It could be a great date night. Connections are deepening. Relationships are evolving. Even financially, there's a lot of potential here. So have faith, whatever you face right now, this is a challenge you can rise to and just flow with the energy. Because the 27th evening and the 28th evening are really sweet and romantic and dreamy and imaginative and creative and fertile and musical and magical, the energy. It's just, if we're feeling heavier emotions, it's time to release them so we can start to see our future and the possibilities and potential abundance that's present here for us. And even what doesn't seem so right is a blessing in disguise. Trust that. These are the eclipses. The universe does not play around at the time of eclipses. You know, this is your fate. This is destiny unfolding. Then on the 29th, at 2:52 p.m., the moon enters Sagittarius, and now there are powerful truths coming to light. The moon will make a sextile to Pluto in the evening on the 29th. So there's a need for, again, surrender, detachment, honesty with ourselves, for freedom, allowing for space, for growth, for evolution, for releasing the past. We are in the waning cycle of the moon, so we're letting go of heavier emotions. And Sagittarius is the sign, moon in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a sign of wisdom, of knowledge, of, you know, it takes us beyond boundaries. So we're being called to explore new territory. And, you know, some of this might be scary, but there's nothing to fear now other than fear itself. So as you move through the 29th and, you know, move inward to reconnect with your desires and how you feel and your inner sense of compass. And just be really honest with yourself. We can lie to the world, but we can't lie to ourselves. And we can't run away from ourselves. You know, wherever you go, there you are. So it's time to really check in with ourselves on the 29th and be honest with ourselves and be present. And dare to envision a brighter, more optimistic vision. You know, it's okay to be cautiously optimistic. Then with a little patience and temperance and time, because Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, is in Taurus, which is a slow-moving earth sign. Trust that you will be guided and taken where you need to go, led to where you need to go. And right now, it's almost like, you know, the eclipses are realigning us and aligning us with our true destiny and path. So follow that inner compass and guidance. On the 30th, the moon trines the sun, then it will square Saturn, and then on the 31st, it squares Venus, trines Mercury, squares Neptune. So basically, 30th, 31st, the moon is still moving through Sagittarius, making all these aspects. So certainly there's a lot that's moving within us. And, you know, as long as you stay aligned with that inner truth, trust you'll be guided, and then you don't need to feel tossed around by planets and external events. The road may twist and turn, but if you're clear on your destination, then you'll find a way forward. And yes, above all, trust you're exactly where you need to be, learning exactly what you need to learn. That said, remember, you do not know it all. We do not know it all, especially because Mercury is now slowing down to a halt and is stationary and will station retrograde on the 1st of April. So we're in, this is Mercury's storm phase, or what's known as Mercury's storm phase, S-T-O-R-M, for anyone who can't understand my accent. And this occurs on a couple of days on either side of Mercury's retrograde station. And when we're in Mercury's storm phase, information tends to surface. Important information tends to surface. So current aspects, Moon, Sagittarius, Sun in Aries, Mercury going retrograde in Aries, we're learning important truths now. And there's important information coming through, communication coming through, showing us that there's a lot more to a story that we don't know, and there's a lot more for us here for us to learn before we can really move ahead with anything. So stay with this process of learning information. On the 1st of April, actually late 31st, Moon enters Capricorn. And then on the 1st of April, the Moon will sextile Mars, and then Mercury goes retrograde, and we're at the last quarter of the Moon. So as the Moon enters Capricorn and Mercury goes retrograde, last quarter, it's like we thought we were going in one direction, and suddenly we've learned some information that is causing us to pause and halt and now take a step back and go deeper, learn a deeper truth, and to review where we've just been and to understand situations in a whole new light. Because especially if there's been any misunderstandings or communication breakdown, now as Mercury stations retrograde, slowly over the next few couple of weeks, we can start to get things back on track as we get to a bottom of a truth. And ultimately, this is, you know, Mercury is in Aries, so this is about the self. This is about us being really honest with ourselves about what we believe and why, and what we identify with and why, and where did these definitions, you know, beliefs come from. We're questioning a lot. It's a very introspective process. Mercury will be retrograde until April 25th. And through this time, we will be recovering the territory, or rather Mercury is recovering the territory that it's been in since March 15th. So you may want to look back at what was unfolding around March 15th and March 16th, because that's when Mercury entered shadow phase. And now we're from April 1st to April 25th, this is the second pass of Mercury through this part of the zodiac. And we're re-understanding situations in a new light. And we're seeing another side to situations. And more importantly, we're seeing understanding ourselves in a new light. So be in no denial. And if there are any difficult, painful truths coming to the surface, acknowledge them as best as you can, because awareness is the first step towards healing. So there's nothing here that's so broken that can't be fixed. It's Mercury rules our mind and our perceptions. So this is an invitation to really dive deeper beyond our perceptions, to learn a deeper truth about ourselves and who we are. And spiritually speaking, who am I is the only question that we ever really need to ask. So we're having to go beyond definitions of who we are and this limited idea of who we are, and let go of self-limiting beliefs or self-defeating beliefs, self-destructive beliefs that prevent us from being all that we are and stepping into the fullness of our light and daring to share ourselves honestly. So move through this process over the next few weeks with awareness. Of course, on the April 1st, this is also the last quarter phase of the Moon, and we're still moving to the Aries new moon and solar eclipse on the 8th, which I'll have more to say about next week in next week's podcast. But right now, at this last quarter phase of the Moon, as Mercury stations retrograde, it's an invitation to go deeper within ourselves and to reconnect with ourselves on the deepest level possible of being. Aries ultimately represents that one life force that's alive within all of us, that pure supreme consciousness that is alive in all sentient beings, and that really is all there is. So reality is stranger than fiction, it really is. And the more we can let go of our perceptions of how we think things are, we can start to see reality as it truly is. So whatever you challenge you face, or whatever situation you face, you are a divine being. And trust that you have what it takes to rise to the occasion of your life. Now, at this quarter phase of the Moon, over the next week, we're in a process of moving inward and reconnecting with that divine self within. So as you move through the first, be grateful for all that has surfaced and all that is surfacing. We're turning a corner. Life is stabilizing, believe it or not, and we're seeing a way forward to our goals. All we need to let go of is our beliefs of what we think is or is not possible. And then with God, everything is possible, you know, or if you want to call it the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, all is possible. What's needed really is us getting out of the way and then trusting and allowing that greater force to move us as we move ahead towards our goals. And if something is, you know, if we can surrender to that higher divine will, if it is part of the higher divine will and cosmic plan and dream, then you can move mountains if need be to achieve your goals. Next week, Venus makes a conjunction with Neptune, enters Aries, will sextile Pluto, and then we're moving to the Aries new moon and solar eclipse on the 8th of April. So it's going to be another powerful week next week. And we're continuing this process of bringing our dreams to life. As you move through this week, you know, our relationships again are deepening. Life is blossoming. And there are important revelations and truths coming to the surface. And there are sweet surprises ahead as well. Stay present. Be true to yourself. Choose yourself. Choose happiness. Choose love. Choose to follow your bliss. Then trust that no matter the twists and turns, you know, life is unfolding perfectly for you as you materialize a vision. So I'll be back with more next week. Thank you as always for listening, and thank you for everyone who has supported the podcast recently, and I appreciate every little bit of your support. So for any of you listening, if you find this podcast insightful and would like to make a contribution or a monthly contribution, you can do that on Spotify. I truly appreciate your support and your listening, and I appreciate you sharing the podcast with family and friends and anyone you think might benefit from it. And of course, I am here for a personal reading if you ever need one, and I would love to work with you. But with that said, a very happy eclipse season to you, and I send you all my love wherever you are, and I will be with you very soon. Till next time, this is Priya signing off. Namaste.